Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
The Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by our good friends at findmassmoney.gov. If you or someone you know has a nonprofit, check the list at findmassmoney.gov. Kennedy, please welcome Janelle, Michael, and Delilah inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, my friends.
Good morning.
We got the whole crew.
Yes, we do.
So I met Janelle a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling me this story behind the Northeast Intercounty Scholastic Hockey League, the NISHL. It is a newly established women's high school hockey league, because I think a lot of times, you know, if a boy wants to play a sport, he can play it across all these different clubs, all these different schools. There are so many programs for boys, but for girls, they're really just not out there as much, are they?
No, they're not.
And Delilah, this was your idea?
Yes, it is.
Tell me all about it.
Me and my parents kind of came up with it because we have a lot of girls that I've played with in the past that don't really have a girls' hockey team for their school and are either forced to play on their boys' hockey team or just kind of can't play at all. So we thought that it might be a good idea to kind of start a league for those girls and kind of bring more attention to girls' hockey.
I had a bunch of girls on my teams when I was younger, but I guess as you kind of grow and age, there might not be as many avenues for women. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful you're doing that. But one of the things that I read was you guys also offer financial assistance, because a lot of people don't know how freaking expensive it is to have a kid in hockey.
That is very true. We've had some great sponsors in the past, and any girl that can't afford it doesn't have to worry about the cost, although our cost is pretty low as it is. Last year, we charged $750 for the season with the thought that if you attended 80% of the practices, you got $300 back, which was a huge deal for some people. So it ended up only being $450 for them.
I'm oblivious. What does a pair of ice skates cost to play ice hockey?
You guys just went, what does it cost?
It kind of depends what like kind of level of skates you got, but the ones I recently got were around $1,000.
Wow.
But that's just the skates. Then you've got pads and you've got a stick and helmets, and it's a very, very expensive.
Wow. Spring time ain't free. You can't just go to like going to a field.
So have you seen a difference in these young women that are playing hockey with you guys?
Yes, there was this one young lady. She started as a freshman, and she didn't make her team, so she started playing with us. And then this year, she's now the leading scorer in New Hampshire.
Come on.
Wow. And you don't have to have any prior hockey experience or skill to do this. Like, you'll take people of any skill level, and they can learn as they go.
Absolutely. We had this one young lady, and she came to our desk, and actually, it was the very first night we ever did tryouts, and I say tryouts, every girl makes it. We just like to see how they skate so we can slate them on their teams.
Mm-hmm.
She showed up with just a hockey bag, and I'm like, honey, what position do you play? She goes, I'm not really sure. I'm like, what do you mean you're not sure? Well, you don't play goalie because I don't see goalie pads. And she goes, I've never skated before. And she's in ninth grade. And my first response was, you're so brave.
So the Northeast Intercounty Scholastic Hockey League, the NISHL, again, a newly established women's high school hockey league in New England. If there's a hockey player out there right now, or maybe somebody who has never skated before and they want to get involved, how do they do that?
Simply just send us an email. We'll send out an interest form, and we try to send it to everybody we know and post it on all the hockey boards and stuff so people know. But if they just send an email to info@nishl.org, NISHL.org, one of us will get it and we'll respond immediately.
I love this. I think team sports are so important for young people, regardless of gender, to help them build confidence and learn how to work in groups. Yeah. And I'm sure you're building a skill set for these ladies for a long time to come.
The most important thing for us is locker room and camaraderie, to the point that the girls really follow that rule, and they make an entire league group chat and they don't leave anybody out, which is, very impressive. And the girls are when they do functions or get togethers, everybody's invited. As we grow, hopefully we can keep that intimacy within the teams and the league. The first year we had 33 girls, second year, almost 100.
Wow.
Yeah, that says there's a need. It grows that quickly.
Exactly.
All right, if you want to find out more, you can drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. Janelle, you and Michael and Delilah and the Northeast Intercounty Scholastic Hockey League are officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you all so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, boss.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.